Most of the U.S. Midwest will continue to deal with frequent precipitation through a big part of this work week. It will probably be sometime on Wednesday night before the Western Corn Belt starts to dry out, and the Eastern Corn Belt will not dry out until Thursday. And by drying out, I'm only talking about stopping the rain from falling. It will actually take longer than that to firm up the soil enough for aggressive field work to resume across these areas. The forecast is bringing a colder air mass down into the region late this week going into the weekend, and that will help to push most of the precipitation into the southern U.S. In the process, it also raises the risk of a little bit of frost and light freezes to evolve in the northern U.S. plains and parts of the upper Midwest. This will occur as we go from Friday into the weekend, and some of the computer forecast model data suggests a reinforcing shot of cool air coming up for late in the weekend and early next week to perpetuate the same level of concern until at least the first half of next week is over. Now, is there going to be crop damaging conditions? That still remains to be seen. I think some of the model data is a little bit too cold with these air masses, but with that said, all we need is a well-developed surface high pressure center, and we're going to see frost and freezes take place. The 6Z GFS model run this morning suggested that that is exactly what will happen, with the center of the high over the southern parts of Canada's prairies on Saturday morning. And it looks like on Sunday morning it would be settled over the uppermost portions of the Midwest with a new reinforcing shot of cool air coming in right behind it. So we'll continue to monitor this. It looks like that certainly the temperatures will be below average as we go through the weekend and into early next week, and that will slow down the drying rates between the rain events and maybe keep some areas in the Midwest just a little bit too wet to be planted. And other areas that do drain well, field work will resume. We do expect the rain totals during the early part of this week to be still somewhat significant in parts of Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois, where 1 to 3 inch totals may still occur. Eastern Midwest will see some 1 to 2 inch amounts, and areas to the north and to the south will not see nearly as much precipitation. The temperatures in the afternoons are expected to cool down by the time we get to the weekend, but until then, we'll have a couple of nice days still. Temperatures expected to be fairly warm across the region. Afternoon highs today are likely to be in the 70s and perhaps even some 80-degree readings in a few locations. Most of those will be south of the Ohio River, though. Most of the afternoon temperatures today will contrast from upper 50 and 60-degree readings in the Great Lakes region to the 70s in most of the south. And tomorrow will be a warmer day. We'll look for 70s and lower 80s, occurring more commonly across the region from parts of South Dakota, Nebraska, and Kansas, east-southeastward to the Ohio River Valley area. And one more day of warm weather will occur on Wednesday, and then it will start that cooling trend. The highs on Wednesday will again be in the 70s and 80s across a big part of the lower Midwest. In contrast, temperatures over the weekend are likely to be only in the 50s and 60s across a big part of the Midwest. And again, those morning low temperatures could end up bottoming out in the 30s across the northern parts of the region, while 40s will still prevail in the south. In South America, not much changed over the weekend. More rain fell in some areas in southern Brazil, and that's going to be continuing this week. And again next week, the northern areas will stay quite dry. And in Argentina, a good harvest environment is expected, with very little precipitation of significance anticipated for the next 7 to 10 days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.